Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Don Anabuski, the executive director of REDEC, announced today that negotiations between his agency and American Eagle Airlines have been deferred. American Eagle is looking for a $1.5 million revenue guarantee before it begins two daily nonstop flights to Los Angeles from the Arcata Airport. While REDEC, County Public Works, and local businesses were all supportive of American Eagle opening the service, the sticking point was how the revenue guarantee would be funded. Several options were brought forth, including having the Headwaters Fund provide the county a loan or a grant, but those plans never materialized. REDEC was also looking to solicit donations from local business leaders. The parties have vowed to continue negotiations with the aim of beginning service by next spring, and Supervisors Mark Lovelace and Ryan Sundberg commented at today's board meeting that although the process was rushed, it was important that the county at least explore the possibilities with American Eagle. In other Board of Supervisors news, the board voted unanimously to approve an item that provides local matching funds for damage done in the 2010 earthquake, as well as for the construction of a new juvenile detention facility, the construction of new hangars at the airport, and for improvements to the Ag Center. The board authorized the county treasurer to develop a financing plan for the next 20 years to fund the projects, and that the county auditor should set up an earthquake trust and set aside monies from CalEMA for earthquake repair projects. Last week, the Eureka City Council voted to allow the Lost Coast Brewery to expand on a piece of property on South Broadway. The council voted to amend the property from public to service commercial, just one step in the process of getting the project off the ground, as Eureka City Manager David Tyson points out.
It's a complicated project in the fact that they're looking for not only the zoning to be changed from public to service commercial. They're also looking for what's called a text amendment, meaning we're going to change the text within the code, city code, to allow for breweries to be operated within this CS zoning. And so it has a number of processes that it has to go through. It has to go through the planning commission, and then now it's in front of the city council for the zoning and text amendments that we talked about.
The issue will be back in front of the council at its April 17th meeting and will most likely be approved. And Tyson said that the city needs more businesses like Lost Coast.
I think what's come out of this process with the Lost Coast Brewery is something we all realize, but I think it has raised the consciousness of the elected officials and the public that the city of Eureka needs to develop more commercial, more light manufacturing type properties within its city limits to be ready for someone like a Barbara Lost Coast Brewery to develop.
If the council approves the amendment, it will take effect in 10 days, barring an appeal of the decision, which could happen if neighbors unhappy with the expansion project make those appeals. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Seventh grade students from Monument Middle School in Rio Dell have received national recognition for their participation in a Caltrans-sponsored transportation competition. Ms. Steiner's seventh graders built a model to display how the construction of solar-powered electric charge stations could be used to recharge electric vehicles in an effort to cut down on gasoline usage and vehicle emissions. The class received a third-place award for their effort at a symposium in late March. The class made their presentation to a national audience that included Secretary of Transportation Roy LaHood and former Secretary Norman Mineta. The Sustainable Transportation Competition is sponsored by Caltrans, and three local students, Zoe Duncan, Enrique Bazan, and Becca Parker, made the trip to make the presentation for their class. On Sunday morning, park rangers from Redwood State Park arrested a 50-year-old Eureka man and a 21-year-old Rio Dell man on suspicion of poaching. Rangers were called to the banks of the Eel River on park land, where they spotted Bones and Johnson, who were cutting wood, and that's against the law. The two men were arrested, and park officials have asked the DA's office to file on charges of attempted grand theft, possession of vandalism tools, and harvesting timber within a restricted area that contains a protected species. And the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office is investigating not only the identity of a body that washed up near Juan Creek, but the cause of death as well. Deputies were called out to the north side of the creek over the weekend, where they found the unidentified body lodged against some rocks. The adult male body was removed to a mortuary, and a forensic exam was conducted yesterday, although the results have not yet been released. Initial investigation reveals that the body may have been in the water for several days before being discovered. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Mendocino Sheriff's Office. And that's your North Coast News on this Tuesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.